SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb on a midweek Wednesday. So I always like these because, you know, you could go either way on hump
could
day.
Could go either way. We have
could
no
go
idea
either
where
way.
We're going.
So let's feel good today. Let's go with the good.
I'm glad you said feel good because today's good is a feel good moment.
All right, let's go.
Watch the video of Tom Izzo watching his son Steven score his first points for Michigan State.
Oh, how was that? I did not see that video.
Yeah, it makes the eyes a little dusty.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
His first points were a free throw. Nothing spectacular.
Still, no big deal.
You see Tom Izzo kind of leaning up against the scorer's table. And, you know, he just has that look in his eyes that maybe there's a little bit of a tear there.
Very nice. This is his son, not his grandson?
It's his son.
Oh, okay. Because Steven Izzo. All right. That's great. Good for him.
Yeah, it was.
That is kind of cool.
I think so.
It's like a Buddy Boeheim playing for his dad at Syracuse, right?
Yeah. You know, when you see him that he finally made it, you know, it's also like you put him on the team. Kind of justifies putting him on the team.
Yeah, you got that problem, right?
You know.
But isn't there Mike Krzyzewski's grandson playing for Duke or something like that? I don't know. Would you want to play for your dad or your grandfather if you were an athlete? When you want to say, Dad, I've just no offense, but I think I've had a little too much of you in my life.
That's well, you know
that
what?
I kind of need a break.
I would have to. I'm going to assume, because I've seen it before where. Coaches of these high-profile programs, college basketball, college football, what have you, or even professional coaches, don't really coach their kids. They come more as a spectator, so maybe this is a chance. Like, Tom Izzo's probably never coached his kid. Maybe he's given him tips the dinner table.
But he's never,
never coached him on the sideline, never ran a practice of his. Cause
right.
You know, they're all consumed. Like, you know, I coach my kids in soccer. I'm consumed with how they're playing. But if I was a college coach, I probably would just be a spectator.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, now it's my time to relax. It's like, I leave the coaching to the coaches.
Yeah, it's one thing, though, to get disciplined from a coach, but it's another thing when the coach is your dad. And you're like, oh, goodness.
Or is it, okay, but how about this? You know, when you compare Tom Izzo looking at his son just leaning against the scorer's table, you know, proud moment. Or would you rather have a LeBron James who's running on the field when his son...
Yeah,
a bucket.
That's true. So
field, I mean court. I know my sport.
Oh goodness.
So, but yeah, it's a fun video. It's really
that's awesome.
Quick. Just you know,
good
to
for
see
Izzo.
His face, and it's like, yeah, you know what? We all know that feeling.
I like Tom Izzo. I like Tom Izzo a lot. I've interviewed him, I think, twice and like almost twice and a half because he was in Denver for a tournament. Once, and I kind of asked a question in a press conference, but I've had two radio interviews with him. He's very, very nice, very cordial. I know some people, Izzo is a acquired taste for some. I get it, but I like him. I think he's a good dude.
Yeah.
So
very successful.
All right, what's the bad?
The bad of the day, Tony, I want you to think back. Think back to the worst birthday present you ever received.
Okay. I've got it right in my head immediately.
Okay. I don't know if it's as bad as the news Andy Dalton received on his birthday.
Yeah, completely. They couldn't wait a day do it earlier or something. They had to wait on the poor guy's birthday.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Andy Dalton was informed that he was going to be benched after they have a bye this week. He will be benched starting week 9. and he found the news out on his birthday.
The Andy Dalton era has now come to an end. Was he the Red Rifle? Is that what they call him? Right, the Red Rifle. It comes to an end.
Or
on his birthday.
If you're JJ Watt, the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, that's right, the Red Ryder BB gun. Andy Dalton. Just, I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. Okay, I'm a Steelers fan. I've paid very close attention to the Bengals. I never feared Andy Dalton. Never. And he's had good seasons.
Yeah.
But I never was petrified of Andy Dalton. Okay? Just throwing that out there.
I mean, is it possible to say he was like the best, worst quarterback or the worst
quarterback? Yeah, I mean, he wasn't terrible. Don't get me wrong. He didn't bust out. The Bengals made, I think they made the playoffs. I don't know how many times he made the playoffs with them.
Well, they never won.
They never won a game. We know that. Won a playoff game. We know that. That's got to go back in the archives. But he made the play. But, you know, and he had the Bengals at times respectable. But I never feared him. I never thought he was that extra level of, oh, don't give Andy Dalton the ball back. Oh, you know, that kind of player. I never thought of him that way.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco. I'll tell you right now, Joe Flacco I used to worry about in the playoffs when he played the Steelers because, you know, he would play the Steelers.
Some guys know how to turn it on.
He knew how to turn it on in the postseason.
Right.
Joe Flacco totally did. But Joe Flacco played the Steelers tough. And in the early days of his career, those games were close with the Ravens and Steelers in the postseason. And then one day he clobbered them. One year he clobbered the Steelers. But Andy Dalton, I just never feared. I never worried about him. I thought, man, you know,
he's just
a quarterback.
Yet still, getting this news on your birthday.
That stinks.
I hope it was in the form of a card.
Because maybe his wife planned a really big day, right?
Yes. You know, it's midweek, trade deadline. You're not thinking anything's going to happen with your team or with you. And, you know, you're just going about the day. And then, you know, was it a card in the mail that said to Andy Dalton from the Bengals with love?
How about this? They took him out to lunch at one of those chain establishments. And then they said to the server, we've got a very special birthday song we'd like to sing for you. Happy birthday to you. You're done. Okay, bye. That's it. I mean, think about his wife. She prepared this party. Like, she invited all the friends over to the house. Maybe a little surprise get together. Right? She's got some presents. All right, everybody,
maybe
quiet.
You know, probably brought, you know, invited some Bengals players over.
Right, some players
what
over,
an
right?
They're all going to celebrate. Situation for them. They walk into the room like, oh, hey, Andy, happy
surprise!
Birthday.
Oh, whoa, no.
Yeah, I got you this. I got you this clipboard.
Right, exactly. And here is a hat.
Here's a Bengals visor for you.
Here's a Bengals visor. So, happy birthday. Good. And the good news is you can use this right away.
Yeah.
You put this right into good use. Who are they going with? What's the name of the kid that they're going with?
The rumor is that it's going to be rookie Ryan Finley. Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, my God. Oh, I feel bad for him. Why am I laughing at somebody else's demise?
I know. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't want him to laugh at mine.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really think it's a smart idea because their first game after the bye week will be against the Ravens at home, but against the Ravens.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So Andy Dalton might see the field because the rookie will probably get killed.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know what poor Andy Dalton. He's just going to be a footnote in history, right? Has he done anything spectacular that will make you remember the career of Andy Dalton?
No.
None?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. I can't even think of, like, a major win.
Or a major, like, play.
Like, I can't remember a moment where I went, well, he'll always have that Monday night game where he rallied the Bengals from four touchdowns down against Peyton Manning or something. I don't have any of those memories from Andy Dalton. Not one Andy Dalton moment where you go, well, the career didn't work out the way he liked, but holy cow, do you remember the, you know, this game or that moment or that play where he ran sideways and threw it across his chest with a guy's fist in his eye? I don't have any of those moments.
I don't know. If you think about it, because he had a lengthy career.
Yeah.
If, say, Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes' career ended today, you would have certain standout moments.
Absolutely. You certainly would. Right.
And, I mean, their career is just starting. I mean, they've, you know, like a tenth of what Andy Dalton has done. And we have nothing for Andy.
I got nothing for Andy Dalton.
Except for the fact, couldn't win a playoff game.
Yeah, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, and that's Ron with two N's. Give me your favorite Andy Dalton moment.
Yes.
Just if you can come up with one. Give me your favorite Andy Dalton Bengals moment so that we can be educated on the career of Andy Dalton. So you can tell us, oh, guys, you're mistaken. There was this one game in week two of the 2013 season where he threw four touchdowns and a come-from-behind win against the Falcons. Okay, great. I'll have ammo. But until then, I don't know what to say about him. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day, it's a happy anniversary dumb.
Okay, I like these.
All right, it's been 10 years since we were captivated by the last great hoax I think this nation has seen.
Oh, give me the memory.
Balloon Boy.
Oh my God, has it been 10 years already?
It's been 10 years. since that helium flying saucer was flying across the air for about almost like 2 hours with a six-year-old boy inside.
You know what made me so angry about that? I was so mad because the news media didn't do its research on that. Do you remember that? They literally thought a six-year-old kid was in a weather balloon.
Yeah.
And all the scientists were like, he's not in the weather balloon. It would be impossible for that balloon to be that high in the air with that weight in that box. And Wolf Blitzer is like, we're still monitoring the weather balloon that we believe has a six-year-old child. And the scientists are like, there's no six-year-old child in the weather balloon. And the media was like, shut up. We need to keep the cameras on this thing. And then it landed and they were like, oh, thank God. And then they went, oh, no child.
It was funny. I'm watching the video of the the balloon landing, and there's a guy just sprinting
like
could
there's
not
a-
get there fast enough. I mean, and the thing is gently landing to the ground. It's going to be one of the softest landings in human history, and he is getting ready to dive to catch the boy who's going to fall out of this balloon.
I mean, you had physicists on literally like, there is no child in the box. Trust me on this. I do this for a living. I know weight. I know all of this. Even if he was a skinny child, even if he was a child that was way underweight,
a malnourished child,
that box is not getting that high up in the sky. That is not with that particular balloon.
Or traveling, it traveled like 70 miles?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, they were saying, like, look, in order for it to be, you have to have this, the balloon has to be this big. It has to have, you know. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy how many people were telling the news media there is nothing here, and the news media was like, "No, there is. It's ratings."
Why
people
would you believe the parents?
Right, the parents.
The dad who came out. He goes, "My son is in there. He climbed up in there. I don't know how he got in there. I don't know how it took off. He just took off.
He just took off. He got in the box, and now it's gone. And now it's way up in the stratosphere. Unbelievable." Unbelievable. So, and you know what else? Remember afterwards they said, okay, here's the family, and they were on wife swap, and he was like a conspiracy theorist. It was like,
do you remember the kid's name? This was the other telltale sign of what the family we were dealing with.
You're going to tell me and I'm going to immediately remember it.
Yeah, his first name was Falcon.
That's right.
Oh, Falcon, the balloon boy.
Balloon boy.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Tell me a picture now. That kid is 16 years old.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he's like,
probably
yeah.
Probably driving.
Yeah.
Maybe driving his own balloon.
They're like, hey, wait, are you the... Yeah, I'm the kid who hid from his dad, and everyone thought I was in a balloon. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
pretty gets that every day. Let me just ask a quick question. Does that make you a celebrity? Like, is he a celebrity?
No.
When people in Colorado find out he's Balloon Boy, do they go, oh, give me a picture. I want a selfie.
Ooh. You mean like nowadays?
Yeah, like today. Yeah. Like today, he's 16 years old. He's in school or whatever. I don't know if he's homeschooled or whatever. But let's say he's at some place and somebody recognizes the name Falcon. Right? He's at the mall. Somebody recognizes the name and they go, hey, wait. Wait a minute. I remember this. Are you Balloon Boy? And he goes, yeah, that's my dad. I was the kid. And then, wouldn't you go, can I get a selfie? Wouldn't you want a selfie with 16-year-old Balloon Boy?
I mean, the funny thing is you would take a selfie and show it to your friends. They'd be like, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember?
Remember Balloon Boy?
Remember Balloon Boy? Yes, that's him.
That's exactly why you would take the selfie.
I think that does qualify celebrity status.
I do too. I agree.
I mean, he's not getting any free meals anywhere.
This was a very good, the bad, the dumb. This was very, very good. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.